welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, beautiful people. How's everybody today? This is Nicole, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. Happy to be here with you today. Happy Valentine's Day for those who celebrate. This podcast will air on the week of Valentine's Day. I have such a complicated relationship with Valentine's Day. I think it's super cheesy and sort of a holiday created to sell candy and cards, but then it's really hard for me to deny a holiday that celebrates love and encourages us to remind each other that we are loved. So through that lens, happy Valentine's Day. And I send you my biggest love, as I always do. So today on the podcast is just going to be you and me. We are going to talk for a few minutes because I've had some things on my mind that I think are important, and I wanted to take a moment on the podcast to highlight them. Lately, it's always on my mind how to best and most powerfully share this message, but lately I've been really thinking deeply about the concept of mindset and safety and confidence in knowing that you're okay, and subjects like that that I think are really important. And I want to remind myself that they are just as, if not more important, actually, than the tool of journal speak. Journal speak is crucial, crucial. But what's most important in terms of your healing and in terms of really allowing symptoms to fall away quickly is the concept of safety and mindset, because without it, you really are just salmon spawning upstream. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. I also want to say that this is something I notice, like in terms of the symptoms and turning them around, I notice it a lot at Omega. And so Omega is a retreat I do, my one, at least for now, one in-person retreat that I do per year. This year, it's June 23rd through the 28th at the Omega Institute in New York, in upstate New York, Rhinebeck. And the reason I'm thinking about Omega is because I've been talking to a few people this week who are planning to go to Omega, who are getting really excited in my membership community. We've been discussing it. And it made me think about why people have such powerful experiences there. And it's because of safety. Yes, it's because we do journal speak together every day. And yes, it's because of the fact that, you know, you have chosen to immerse yourself in this work. I mean, it's obviously there are a lot of factors, but safety and mindset continue to rise to the top for me. And so it just came to mind that, yeah, that happens at Omega. It happens so powerfully when people are in person. And it happens for me in my own life. And so so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about something that happened to me last week. I mentioned it at our membership call for our community last week, and it was kind of powerful to tell the story because I want to remember to explain to you guys on a regular basis that this is something that is a lifelong journey, but not in a way that should feel like a drag, in a way that should feel incredibly empowering. Because when I tell stories that happen in my own life about pain and about symptoms, you need to know there is no life. There is no human life without pain and without symptoms. We are here to feel and to live and to love and to hurt and to ache and to dive deep. That is why we're here. There's no getting out of it, which is why I'm constantly reminding you that life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse, because everything in life will hurt for some reason, even if you hurt because you love someone so much. Even if on Valentine's Day, you're thinking, yeah, this is a lovely holiday, but my heart aches because I love my partner so much, my child so much. Like, my heart lives outside my body for these people, and that hurts. Right. Right. It does. But does it hurt more than loving at all? And the answer is, I think, you know, definitely no. I would rather take that hurt of love and of loss even. And so the reason I say all of this is because there is no life that is possible without aching and hurting. And There is no human life possible without sometimes feeling that ache and that hurt expressed through your body because your brain and nervous system perceive your repressed emotional world as a predator. And until we learn to unearth things safely, sometimes that pain will be expressed through physical symptoms. So, what is key in getting us out of that physical space? Because when we're expressing ourselves through physical symptoms, it's actually a very low vibration expression. We don't need to get stuck in chronic illness or pain in order to be expressed, but we don't know that. We don't know that because chronic illness and pain and symptoms make us feel very scared. And if you are unsafe, the only choice the nervous system has is to keep you in that symptom state because it perceives you as actually being safer there than in the space of your feelings. And I know this is something we talk about all the time on the podcast, but if this is new to you, please know I have a website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Click on the resources tab. There are so many ways to learn about this work. Go back to the first episode of this podcast and start listening from the beginning. You can be well. So, in terms of me talking about mindset, safety, and physical symptoms being resolved, I want to tell you what happened last week with my wrist. So, I have had many symptom imperatives, which means many ways in which my mind-body system has expressed through my body over the years. My original one that I recognized as TMS was my back pain that happened, you all know the story, catastrophically in my late teens and early 20s. But looking back through the TMS lens, I know that my childhood anxiety, my childhood stomach aches, my headaches, all of which were expressions of TMS, which all TMS means is the pain is being expressed physically because the nervous system feels that that is the safest way to deal with the dysregulation and the threat of our emotional worlds. And it's so normal. It is the most normal thing, the most functional thing, actually, that can happen to you is your nervous system choosing this physical outlet. But it's not what we want, and it's not convenient, and it's safe in the unsafest way. So last week, I had a symptom imperative, which was pain in my right wrist. And there are a few things that help me, not are the only ways to feel this way, but help me feel safe when I get a symptom imperative. The first is if it's something that I've never had before, but I've had it like sort of similarly. So I have had left side wrist pain. Never had right side wrist pain. I've also had aches in shoulders, in my right hip, I've had it in my knee, very rarely, but I've had that. Certainly my back, and then of course headaches, IBS kind of symptoms, etc. So I know how it feels to have physical pain expressed through my body, but this was new, which I was like, I have no real reason to have pain in my right wrist. I had no injury. Now, if I were a person who didn't know about TMS, I might look at the experience of this incredibly painful and out of nowhere wrist pain and say, what did I lift? What did I do? Did I just pick something up wrong? Like, it is so normal to think that because you're like, what the hell? Why am I having this extreme pain or symptom in my body? You know, it doesn't make sense. Or like some people have an IBS flare and they're like, wait, I didn't eat anything different. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And even if you can find a little reason, like you're stretching, you're like, well, I did have that tomato 2 days ago. You know, question that. Pause and question that stuff because it can keep us stuck. But in any case, my wrist pain came on kind of out of nowhere. Maybe I pushed myself off a seated position on the floor. Easily could have been like, oh my God, I pulled a this or I damaged a this. But what's interesting about the wrist pain is it was severe. You guys, like, this is me talking, a person who should be, as you know, one might imagine, the guru of this shit. And it's not that I'm not, it's just that I'm a human being. And this pain was so severe. It felt like nerve pain. It shot from the inside of my wrist, kind of up my forearm in the inside, inner forearm. And as I noticed it, and as I was alarmed by it, not because I was scared of it, because I was annoyed. I was like, oh, I have a TMS symptom right now. It's like the last fucking thing I need. And it got worse and worse. And as I was trying to go to sleep that night, it was evident in everything I did. If I tried to move positions on the bed, it shot up my wrist. I was pressing my finger like into something that I needed to press a button, and it was just excruciating. And I was like, all right, here we go. Now, this is why I'm telling you this story, because at that moment, I wasn't going to get up and journal speak. I was like, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I needed to go to bed. And Lisa was like, do you want to take something? And I'm, by the way, not against taking like an Aleve or an Advil or Tylenol or whatever. But I was like, I don't need to. I'm like, it's only happening when I actually move and press and change positions. It's not, you know, when I was laying there and my wrist was just laying, it was not throbbing. So if it had been, I might have taken Advil. So I'm not a witch doctor, guys. I'm not someone who feels that you can't take a pain reliever. I just didn't feel like I needed to in the moment. But what was really important, and this is what I really want to get over to you guys, I did not panic. I did not think something was wrong with me. I did not decide that now I'm going to have a nerve problem in my wrist. And because I am me and because I really am in touch with my body, I did not feel the need to seek medical attention. I do not think it's bad to seek medical attention. I think it perpetuates TMS when you seek medical attention, either after you find out that the doctor says there's either nothing wrong with you or nothing they can do for you, or if you seek out medical attention for something that you in your heart know is not something that can be solved with a medical intervention. Having said that, if you are not sure of either of those things, sure, get checked out. I did not need to in this case. I was pretty certain that it was TMS. And I also knew that if I made a real attempt to use a TMS approach to get this symptom to leave, and it wasn't working, yeah, I could eventually down the line, of course, choose to go and get it more formally checked out. But the reason that I'm telling you the story is this is what happened. Immediately my mindset was in one of safety. I was annoyed. I was frustrated. I was like, this is inconvenient and I don't want to deal with it. But I didn't go to, oh my God, now this is going to be my new normal. Now I'm going to have to deal with this. I did not allow the pain invitation to be something that swept me away. I didn't open my pain mail. I did not look at the invitation and decide to answer it. I felt it. I was like, fuck this. I don't like it. But I did not go there. And I did not allow fear to be the emotion that was the leading the charge. And it's so important that you guys get that is a choice. Your nervous system will go straight to fear and meaning without your permission, but you are not responsible for your first reaction to things because that's a reflex. You're responsible for your second. And so, even if that is your reflex, your second can be to pause, press your little pause button that you keep on your holster, on your 80s tape recorder that I've given you, your imagined holster with that little 80s tape recorder, and you press that pause button, it stays down. And you say, okay, do I need to be afraid of this? Does this need to be something that I perseverate on? And it is actually more of a choice than you realize. And I made the choice that no, I'm not. Okay. So I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. It is still totally there. I mean, it might be slightly duller, but it is a major problemo. And so then I say, okay, I am going to treat this as vigorously and as robustly as I would if I had an open wound that needed a doctor and, you know, some stitches. Like I'm going to go there, but I have the power. I am empowered actually to do this work for myself. So I cleared my schedule for the morning. I knew I had things to do. I actually did. Didn't matter. This was the most important. I am taking care of myself. And I sat down to my computer. I opened a document. This is a journal speak practice. So are there three facets of the work? Believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. So the first is believe. I went into that mindset of, I know this is TMS. It's okay for it to be irritating and annoying to me, but I know this what this is, and I'm going to treat it as such. That's believe. There's so many different ways to move into belief, and it's so important. So we'll talk more in a moment about more ways to move into belief. So I practice belief, and now I'm going to do the work because you know, there's no one that can do this for you. Your nervous system cannot empty your emotional reservoir without your intentional action. And my action, one's action in this work, is a journal speak practice. And so I sat down to my computer. I opened it up. I opened up a blank document. This is the way I practice journal speak. Everyone has their own way. I open up a blank document, in like a Pages, program or Word or something, and I don't entitle it. So this is the way I do it. And I set my timer for 20 minutes, and I did my journal speak practice. Part of my journal speak that day was it hurt to do it because it required my wrist. In some way. And I acknowledged that pain in my journal speak practice, that this was really hard. And my body was really trying to keep me from something because it was trying to keep me from the very thing that will get me out of it, which is my journal speak practice by bringing the pain to my wrist. And, I will be honest with you. This is now several days ago. I have absolutely no idea what I journal speak spoke about that day. It doesn't matter. But I had things to get out because I remember it being a powerful experience, full of a lot of anger, really inviting anger. Sometimes when you're doing journal speak, you have to play with the emotions because your nervous system isn't necessarily going to allow you access to them right away. So I started playing with, I'm angry. I know I'm angry in there. I know I feel angry. What am I angry about? What might I be angry about? Maybe I'm angry about this. Maybe I'm angry about that. One of Lisa's biggest go-tos is she asks herself questions. Am I feeling this way? Did that person, that thing upset me? Did that person offend me? Was I offended when they said that? I'm just making questions up, but play with it. Journal speak can be playful in that you are trying things on. Pretend you're playing dress up and you're trying on different emotions and you're seeing if it works, if it lands. And I know I started feeling this thing come up in my body. I am fucking angry. And like what about? And so I started exploring that, and I did my journal speak practice. My timer went off. I think I might have done it for a couple more minutes to finish some thoughts, and then I just hit that little X at the top left-hand corner of my document. It says, "Do you want to save?" I say, "No." I just was getting something out. Now, remember, if you come to some really big epiphany in your journal speak practice, feel free to make note of it elsewhere, but you do not have to keep your journal speak. Your journal speak is a vent. It is blowing your nose into a tissue. It is releasing something out of your body. I erased it, and then I sat for my 10-minute loving kindness meditation. For me, I do 20 minutes because that's my meditation practice. So I sat for my 20, just breathing into it. Breathing into my pain when I felt that pain throb, instead of trying to resist it and run from it, I went right there. I lived in my wrist. We throbbed together. We moved together, that pain. And then I went on with my day. I don't know if it took one day of journal speak or two, but my wrist, which was insanely painful, you guys, which was screaming, which was definitely nerve pain, which was definitely incredibly attention getting. It was stealing focus from anything I could be doing. I think within 48 hours was not only gone, was completely gone, was hilariously gone. Like I'm moving my wrist right now. I'm squeezing and moving it. Nothing, zero. With the healthiest wrist that I've ever lived. And I need to bring this to you. I need to speak on the podcast about this stuff because I'm never here to say that your pain is going to go away like as quickly as it came. What I'm here to say is, this is a human body. I live in a human body. I am my best teaching tool because when stuff like this happens for me, I get to do the work just like you, alongside you. And I get to feel these very incredible, pains and moments of suffering. And I feel these very incredible moments of relief. And they're important. They're important because I can be here and I can be this living example. And I never want you to listen to my stories and say, "Well, I can't get rid of mine. Something's wrong with me. I'm broken." No, you're not. You are beautiful and perfect. You are just at a different phase of the journey. We all live our lives in phases. They're not necessarily clearly marked, but we live our lives in phases, and each of our phases is perfect for the one. This next the for the stepping stone of what is next. The other day, Lisa said to me, "Do you think I would have liked you, like been attracted to you, been wanting to be near you when you were drinking?" Because I've been now 9 years sober, and I said, "What's funny when I think about your question is I don't think there's essence, Lisa, that at any point in my life would not have loved and wanted to be near essence, Nicole, but the person you are today would have probably found the person I was 9 plus years ago really annoying, or like you would have loved me, but you would have been like, I can't handle that. I don't want any part of that, dumpster fire. And like what I think when I think about people and finding each other as we are on Valentine's week, I think about us being matches for each other at different phases. Like I'm sure there are versions of me today that would not have wanted Lisa at different phases of her life when she was, in different levels of dysfunction, as we all are, as we peel the onion and as we grow. So do I think my drinking and that phase of my life was a mistake? Is it regrettable? Straight up, no way. 100% no. I think it was exactly what I needed to bring me to my knees, to get me sober, to get me recovered, to do the incredible transformative work of 12-step work that revealed me to myself just as much, if not more, than any other psychological work I've done, that partnered so well with my chronic pain work that I'd already begun creating and discovering many years in. And so, like, what I'm saying about whatever phase you're in is don't compare it to mine. You are your only competition. Your ascension and your journey through this work is your only competition. Who are you versus 6 months ago? Now, I think a lot of you guys out there that listen to this podcast, when you say, who am I versus 6 months ago, you are going to say, I see my ascension. I see that I'm walking the journey of these concentric circles up the mountain. And I know I am in a different place and in a better place and in a stronger place than I was 6 months ago. But if you're saying to me, no, Nicole, I'm not, then I want you to say to yourself, ask yourself, have I been doing the work? Have I been practicing this mindset? Have I been doing what I need to do to expose myself to the content that would help me build this mindset of safety? Am I listening to back episodes of this podcast, to success stories, to the early episodes when Nicole explains journal speak and her story? Am I immersing myself in the work? Am I pausing throughout the day not to allow myself into this cyclical thinking of something's wrong with me? I'm broken. I'm damaged. I need to go back to another specialist or try another elimination diet or another protocol of supplements. Am I in the space of ascension? And it's okay if the answer is no, not yet. Then the third leg of the stool, patience and kindness for yourself. That's okay. You weren't ready until now, dear one. Maybe today you are. So, this is all really essential. Believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself, all essential. And physical symptoms, when they come, essential. Why do I have great content for the podcast today? Because I had a terrible, terrible, excruciating pain in my wrist. And even though it only lasted a couple days in my life, it was a teaching tool. It taught me, got me deeper into the work. I'm rededicating to, being a bit more consistent with my journal speak and meditation. Okay, well, that's what it did for me. Great. What might it do for you? As I began saying at the beginning of the podcast, I really think that I need to work on emphasizing for you guys this mindset of you are okay. It's okay. You're fine. Had I not been in that mindset, I was saying to Lisa, that moment of the severe pain and the shooting pain could have been years. It could have literally been an entry point to years of chronic issues. This is the way it works. There's no shame in it. This is how it works because you get yourself all caught up. Fear begets fear. Meaning begets meaning. And when I say meaning, I mean, what dread are you placing on it? What meaning are you placing on it? So it's not just the physical experience of pain. It's, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do that project, or I'm not going to be able to show up, or what if the what ifs? What if this causes me some, what if it moves up my arm? What if I'm one of those people that now I have fibromyalgia? This is the pain and fear and meaning cycle that leads people into chronic illness because the nervous system is constantly vigilantly watching for what might hurt you. And what might it need to protect you from? And if it needs to protect you from your own terror of this pain, oddly, believe it or not, it wants to slow you down, it wants to keep you safe, and it might send more pain. That might be what happens. And, I've been walking this path for a really long time, and I know that's what happens. So important, so essential. Slow down to say, hey, I'm okay. Feelings aren't facts. I'm having a really dreading feeling. I'm having a really scared feeling. I'm having a really worried feeling, anxious feeling. That's okay. This is a feeling, and this is where I am. I am having the experience of human anxiety. Wow. Look at that. It's quite an experience. I'm really in it. I really feel it. Yes, you do, my lovey love. It's okay. It's all right. Here we are. Feelings are not facts. You are having an experience. Pause. Believe that you will be well. Do your journal speak practice. I know you're resistant. I'm resistant too. You don't have to be. You can sit down and take 20 minutes. And you, if you're sitting here going, what the hell is a journal speak practice? Or I need more guidance. Go back and listen to the first, I think the first few weeks of this podcast. It's called Journal Speak Your New Best Friend. Go listen to that one. Go on to my website and take the Freedom from Chronic Pain course. Oh shit, I forgot to mention this. We are in the middle of what I have called Self-Love February, where I want you to love and build the relationship with the most important part person in your life, which is you. Both of my courses, Freedom from Chronic Pain and Freedom from an Anxious Life, are $75 off until midnight on February 29th. So please go to my website if you want to take click on the courses tab and pick your course. You need to put the coupon code SELFLOVE, all one word, SELFLOVE, in the coupon field when you're checking out, so you don't get charged the full price. Also, if you want to hear the 7 hours of original talks from Live from Omega, a great way to marinate in this work, it is they're only $99 for the month of February, down from $199 originally. So go to thecurefrochronicpain.com, click on the Live from Omega. It's either a bar at the top of the homepage or it's one of the tabs, and put in the coupon code SELFLOVE at checkout. Okay, these are things I completely forgot to mention, but this is a way to marinate in the work. This is the way you build your mindset, you guys. I need to say to you, you can be well. I am telling you right now, you can be astonished at how differently you feel, at how transformed you are, both mind and body, and even spirit. You are set free in such a way when you do this work. Oh my God, I can't say it enough. All right. So, just a little tidbit, just a little moment of inspiration. Cupid's arrow of you can be better and I love you sent from me to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Self-Love February. Take care of yourself. Connect with yourself. If you want more of me, if you want to literally talk to me and hang out with me and have me answer your questions, join our membership community on the homepage of the website, careforchronicpain.com. You go down and you see a little button that says join the membership community. We are together on Zoom live twice a month, and I'm every day in our online written community. And we're doing this work together, and I'm watching people come and stay and do the work and resolve all their pain and then peace out. It's not a lifelong commitment. You just stay as many months as you want. And of course, finally, if you want to come to Omega and be with us in person, Lisa, me, Danny, who you may remember from the last few years, my very best friend, who's also a huge success of this work, Gigi, who is going to teach the neuroscience and really help you hone it in of how you can transform yourself with the right mindset, and others. We have other amazing, incredible guest speakers. Come join us. eomega.org is Omega's website, and you can search my name or you can click on the retreats tab on my website and come and join us. And please hurry because the Omega retreat accommodations will sell out, and I want everybody to get a chance to come if they want to come. Okay, I love you. I send you every happy thought. I send you the energy of ease and comfort, and I'll see you next week. This has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs, sending you big love.